Please remain seated for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 21. Peter came up and said to Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant, as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to you, every one of you, if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again that none of us lives to himself and none of us dies to himself, but that we live and we die unto the Lord. Yes, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday, Paul's letter to the Romans, the 14th chapter, with special attention to verses 7 and 8. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, are we? Are we the Lord's? Are we the Lord's in life and in death? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no, not always. This is especially true when bad things happen to us. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. When we experience disappointments, problems, trials, and tribulations in life, including death and dying. When we allow the bad things to be in the way of our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because that's precisely how Mary and Martha felt
when bad things happened to them. When their brother Lazarus was dying. As a matter of fact, they sent word to Jesus, the one you love is dying. And yet Jesus didn't go immediately to see him. Instead, he stayed where he was for another 2 days. It almost seemed as though Jesus didn't care about Lazarus and his sisters and what was going to happen to him as he was dying. As a matter of fact, they even questioned Jesus' love and concern for them. When Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." The same was true of Jesus' own disciples during that violent storm. "Teacher, don't you care if we perish?" Even though Jesus was with them in the boat, asleep, they also questioned his love and concern for them as they panicked and cried out, "Yes, teacher, don't you care if we perish?" Yes, just like Martha, Mary, Jesus' own disciples, we also fall into the same temptation, don't we? Yes, we do. There are moments in our lives when we are afraid or we are disappointed and we face trials and tribulations in life that we plead saying, "Lord, why me? Why me and not someone else?" As a matter of fact, that has happened to all of us. We've all done it. In our moment of weakness, in our moment of unbelief. As a matter of fact, St. Paul went through a lot of trials and tribulations in life when he became an apostle of Jesus Christ. He was constantly being persecuted and almost killed for confessing Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. Bad things happened to him also. Even though he dedicated his life to Jesus in sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus, and yet St. Paul never became discouraged. He never gave up. He was faithful. We're told that after his conversion to Christianity on the road to Damascus, his life changed dramatically from persecuting those Christians in saving them and bringing them to the wonderful good news of the gospel of Jesus. As a matter of fact, we're told that this is what happened on the road to Damascus. A light from heaven flashed about him and he fell to the ground and he heard this voice from heaven saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And that voice from heaven said, "I am Jesus, Paul, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go to the city, and I will tell you what to do." And that's precisely what Paul did. He got up and went into the city and became the greatest apostle that ever lived on the face of the earth. As a matter of fact, we're told that Paul, throughout his ministry, had one goal in life. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Not only that, but Paul wrestled tremendously by saying, "I'm torn between the two, whether to live or whether to die." St. Paul made it very clear in his letter to the Philippians where he stood in his faith in Jesus. "I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better." That's precisely what St. Paul emphasizes in our text for today. Listen to what he says. "None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Not only that, but Paul went on to say, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. Yes, in everything Paul did as an apostle of Jesus Christ, he always wanted to please God. St. Paul made it very clear where he stood in his relationship to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is what Paul said. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in death, and so to attain to the resurrection of the dead. As a matter of fact, St. Paul went on to say in Romans chapter 5, beginning verse 1, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But he doesn't stop there. He goes on to say, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us because of God's love that has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. And you know, that's also true of us as we gather here this morning to worship our Lord Jesus. Sometimes we just don't like what happens to us. In our time of weakness, despair, fear, and disappointment, we are reminded of who we are. That at the end of the day, we are the Lord's in life and in death. As a matter of fact, we Christians have nothing to fear. There's nothing that we need to be afraid of, especially when bad things happen to us. And why? Because God will always, whether we live or whether we die, love us and take care of us at the end of the day. But we have to believe it, you see. Not just read it, listen to it, but to believe it with all of our heart, mind, and soul that God will always provide in our time of need. Yes, God loves us so very much. And he will take care of us just like he took care of Lazarus when he finally went to Bethany after 4 days. We're told that Jesus, when he arrived at the tomb, he wept. He cried, just like we do. He wept when he heard that Lazarus was dead. That's how much he loved him. That's how much he really cared about him. So Jesus called out and said, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came out of the tomb walking. He was alive again with the linen strips wrapped around him. That same love and concern Jesus has for us. You know, Jesus also weeps. He also cries when someone in our family dies. We all have experienced death in our families, haven't we? Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, a brother, a sister, an uncle and aunt, a cousin or niece, someone in our family. And how much it hurt us, didn't it?
as we cried and wept the loss of our loved one. That's how Jesus feels about us when we weep and cry. He wants to reach out and touch us. And He does it again in the sacrament today. You know, when you come up today and you kneel before the altar of our Lord and you receive the true body and blood of Jesus, He touches you personally, each and every one of you, as I call you by your name. And then when you leave forgiven, rejoicing that God loves you and still cares about you. Yes, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid, says Jesus. May God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we place all of our faith and trust in Jesus. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. We're not just members of Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church. We are the Lord's. We belong to Him in life or in death. God bless you in your walk with Jesus. May our prayer today be the words of that wonderful hymn we sang in the hymn of the day. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace He showeth, and their sorrows all He knoweth. God bless you in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.